If parents are divorced and the biological father is supporting the children but not physically near to them, although they are in touch frequently, and the stepfather has a different minig from the biological father, when the son is learning for bar mitzvah, is he supposed to learn the minig of his biological father or his mother's husband? Also, in this case, who says Baruch Shem Torani at the bar mitzvah? Thank you for your help in advance. Anonymous from Israel. Let's start with the second question. The Baruch Shem Torani is the bracha that is relegated to a biological father, and therefore the biological father would say Baruch Shem Torani. However, since we don't say Baruch Shem Torani with Shem and Malchus, only Baruch Shem Torani me'oncho shalazeh, if the adopted father would want to recite that bracha too, there'd be nothing holding him back from doing that without Shem and Malchus. Regarding customs, a child should follow the customs of his father, not necessarily the customs that the father accepted voluntarily, but the father's customs that go back for generations, Ashkenazi, Sephardi, and so on. However, if the child is in a place where all of the minhagim follow a certain minig, then minig hamakom takes precedence, and if he is settled in that place, then he should follow the minig of the place where he is.